Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The 0-1 pitch. Ground ball slowly hit to a charging Horner, and he bobbles the ball, and everybody is safe. And rounding in third and coming in to score is Contreras. Horner overran the grounder.
Definitely off the bat, that's always my first instinct is to get the lead out. And then it was hit softer than I expected, so then the play was up first, and I didn't catch the ball.
That was Nico Horner talking about his error that unfortunately extended a painful first inning for the Cubs in their loss to the Brewers. They play Game 2 tonight. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and we wanted to get your calls, 312-644-6767. Robbie in Jefferson Park, we start with him. Robbie, you're on The Score.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hello.
We're good.
All right, man. I just wanted to say how council kind of treated Horner after the game. Not treated, but what he said about him. I played in high school. We won a state championship in last century, just to give my age. But I had a coach. We had a coach. We weren't the best team, but he coached us great. And after that, listening to council talk about Horner, I'm like, he goes, oh, yeah, and that error. And I said, the next thing he should have said, he's been great for us all season. Like how good he is. And like how he talks about players and how Murphy talks about his players. And our coach was like a lot like Murphy, where you weren't the best maybe, but he knew how to coach a team. And it seems like council sometimes takes that out of context. And, you know, why didn't you say something better about Nico Horner after that?
Honestly, man, I think of all the players on that team, Nico Horner could handle that. And yeah, Craig's style is not cuddly. Like Pat Murphy, it's more straightforward, and we know that. And these aren't your high. With all due respect, these aren't your high school kids. You know what I mean?
Well, I see what he's saying, though, Robbie. Robbie makes a good point. I understand our Robbie, Bob Tree, has the audio, so let's listen and hear what he had to say.
I mean, I think that's the big thing is that they capitalized it on it. Even with the error, if we get Ortiz out, it's 4-1 game. We couldn't get Ortiz. We walked Ortiz, which was costly, obviously. Churio hit a pretty good pitch, did a nice job. They capitalized on an extra out.
Did you say something about Horner in there?
Yeah, I mean, when it's cut up, sometimes you get different versions.
That didn't sound bad at all. Did it sound bad to you guys?
No, not necessarily.
You hug him, basically, with warmth and good feelings.
No, do you guys need that? I need my manager being straightforward and telling us truths like Ben Johnson does. And Craig Counsell did there, right? So I don't have a problem
with that.
I think
we're all adults here. They're all adults. The difference is, obviously, Pat Murphy comes from a college background. And if you'll remember, before this series started, they asked him about kind of what did you teach Craig? And he's like, no. When I became the bench coach for Craig Counsell, he was the one teaching me about what's going on in the major leagues compared to college, because college is a 50-game season. And in the major leagues, you got to be built for 162+. And that's part of the reason I think – he thinks that his team's been so successful, and now dealing with the postseason is coming easier for him now, is because Craig Counsell helped him to understand what that grind is like for players, from a former player of his to now it's a major league situation, not a college situation.
Maybe we just got to ask Craig Counsell about the Diamondbacks team that ended up winning in the World Series.
There's not a reason to do it today.
Luis Gonzalez, baby.
And then that's where Randy Johnson was. I'm sorry, my at the time high school brain conflated all of those. I'm sorry, it's been
it's my
wild
fault. I had to go all Lou on everybody. Wait a minute,
well, no,
you
no,
brought
the
up
Mariner,
Lou.
Well, yeah, because Lou threw out the first pitch.
Your fault, Layla.
Lou was in our faces.
You think I'm stupid?
You saw the damn game, Jesse. You stupid question.
Man, there were some late night baseball games watching Lou when the Rangers played him, where he's throwing the bases stuff, just taking them out. I mean, Lou would throw a temper tantrum for about 20 minutes, and of course his press conferences here are legendary.
I remember it taking a while before Lou went nuts at Wrigley Field, back when, you know, there were actual manager real arguments and stuff. And I remember it being, well, there it is, finally. A lot of people thought Lou had lost his touch, but I think I want to say, here I go again, I think he pulled out third base at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, he'll do that, man.
On his first fury that we got to see.
He would love to take his anger out on an innocent base.
We got DeRosa and Merton.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I missed that, by the way, where managers would just lose it, and do crazy stuff.
And but
I
get think their money's worth.
It's really fine now, though, compared to what it was. And the suspension now, compared to what it was, is probably so egregious. It's like, I can't do that.
I still laugh at the time Rick Carlisle, the vaunted Pacers coach, punted a basketball into the crowd.
I remember
in a suit, no less.
Remember when Caleb Williams threw a football into the crowd?
That was the best part of that game. What are you talking about?
It was a Bulls
about?
Game, right?
That was a play-in game against Miami that we do not speak of.
God.
No, we speak of it. It's just,
soon. Coming soon, kids. Bulls.
Bulls.
Hawks. What? Bulls.
Oh,
Hawks.
Oh, so you guys know on YouTube TV, I've got the multi-view, right? And,
no.
And it, sometimes it'll just assign you random things which you can take out of the multi-view.
Congratulations. And you have received Colts and Raiders.
You know what I was watching on Saturday? I had no business watching.
What?
It was like Orlando Magic, Miami Heat. I was like, wait, they're already playing. And they were like somewhere else, not in the States. I was like, why is there preseason basketball
it's
on my screen?
Global Games. You were watching Global Games preseason basketball.
I was so confused.
I saw that on my guide as I was going through it. And I thought in my head was, oh, they're playing some old classic.
That's what I thought it was. But then it was like live. And I was like, wait. And the scenics were like some beachy looking. Whoa.
You're caught off guard.
Not ready. This was better than Saturday's game. Jeff from Kalamazoo has been waiting a long time. So let's get to him. Jeff, you're on with Raheem Harrison Grody on the Score.
Hey, good morning, guys. I think there's a lot being, or too much being made of the starting pitcher. I kind of agree with Mark on this one. The pitching coach and the manager probably know who they want to start, and there's a good reason why. Matthew Boyd, he's been pretty spectacular for this year. And if you look at his record last year in the postseason, 0.77 ERA in three games, he kind of helped Cleveland go as far as they did last year. I think it was a trust factor. Marshall kind of touched on what I'm thinking is the real issue here. From the outside looking in, Cubs can't hit with runners in scoring position and are having problems scoring runs. They've played four games in the postseason now. They had two home runs in the first game, only scored three runs. Got shut out in the second game. Had a home run and 13 hits in the third game and only scored three runs on all of that production.
You're right.
And then you look at last night, three home runs. How many runs did they get? Three runs. This has been a problem for the Cubs, I think, for the last month. They do not hit the ball. Pitching is not really their problem. Hitting is their problem. What do you guys think?
Well, I mean, it is a problem, that's for sure. And the fact that you're only talking about three opportunities total for the RISP number, that runners in scoring position.
This is all a problem.
Yeah, John, you're right, coach. It is all a problem.
0-for-2 in this game. When you do the math and add it up, they are now 1-for-15 as a team in the playoffs with runners in scoring position. And that's what I'm saying. You got to get people on base. You got to make your home runs more than just solo home runs. Are they hitting against Shota Imanaga? Where you're just like, oh, we'll assume they're going to be solo jobs? No, that's not what this is. The Cubs have to do a better job of hitting, period, in these playoffs.
And those Horner Hap homers just really don't count. Unless you guys feel
like...
Oh, no,
they count. They count. Because off of one good swing, you can carry that over.
But Ron Darling made a really good point because he talked about how if this gets to a game five, you're going to see these people again. You want to get your money's worth out of each at bat, or at least try to. And yeah, I see what you're saying, Mark. It's not the same. They're not consequential.
Right.
But I still think perhaps they matter.
I would like to think that you're right, that there's some carryover, and maybe, and Hap has been hitting the ball harder, so maybe it's adding up to something. But yeah, that was garbage time.
Sweet.
Sweet.
We're going to make some more sense of this. There's one guy who I think can shed some light on this for us, and it's Ryan Dempster. We'll also ask him about his experience last week out at the ballpark. He seemed to be having a good time. The former Cub, who can also probably riff on a early 2000s good baseball team or two.
Oh, and he could also talk Lou Piniella better than I can, for sure.
Let's do all of that next with Ryan Dempster here and Raheemy Harrison Grody on the Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.